Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy David with Blackwell Renaissance, and I'm here today to tell you guys about Anchor. If you haven't heard of Anchor, it's the best place to make a podcast. Anchor is a free app that has creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast straight from your phone. Anchor also distributes your podcast across all major platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many others. You can also make money on your podcast with Anchor with no minimum listenership. Anchor is everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So if you're looking to get started on your own podcast, download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm.
I woke up feeling wealthy today. My bank account might not agree, but hey, that shit on the way. Me and my niggas laying brick on top of brick till we straight. If you the type that play the victim, you can't come in my space. You know this game ain't for the weak, it's hard to carry this weight. I keep my balance through the ups and downs, I'm never gonna break. You feel the purpose in my spirit when you look in my face. Cause this ain't a second, I can waste something food on place. Fumbled the bag, I still ain't got that disappointment to shake. So now I'm trying to double up on every dollar I make. Money don't buy you happiness, it sure don't take it away. I'm smiling hard as hell, every time I step in the bank. We can't be making reckless moves, cause there's so much at stake. When you got some shit to lose, your decisions gon' change. Cause every action got a consequence, consider your ways. Hardest thing to do in life is elevate through your pain. I can relate to feeling like your life is stuck in the phase. Giving effort, but results just keep remaining the same. Have some patience with yourself, shit ain't as bad as you claim. I seen a homeless nigga smile while he was standing in rain. It's all about perspective. Chillin', catching blessings, and cryptocurrency been bustin', and I'm well invested. She know that if she rock with me, then she gon' stay protected. Cause even when this shit get hectic, I ain't never stressin', I'm legend. I woke up feeling wealthy today. My bank account might not agree, but hey, that shit on the way. Me and my niggas layin' brick on top of brick till we straight. If you the type that play the victim, you can't come in my space. You know this game ain't for the weak, it's hard to carry this weight. I keep my balance through the ups and downs, I'm never gon' break. You feel the purpose in my spirit when you look in my face. Cause this ain't a second, I can waste, I'm putting food on place. Yeah.
Welcome, everybody, to another special episode of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast. Your boy, David Bellar, 1/4 of the Black Wealth Renaissance, checking in with my brothers, my co-hosts, Jalen and Jerry. How y'all feeling?
What up, what up, what up? It's your boy, Jalen, man. Another quarter of the Black Wealth Renaissance Podcast.
Yes, sir.
I'm feeling great. I'm going off that elk today, y'all. A lot of chilling, but I am feeling great.
It ain't water in this bottle. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, man. What's good? What's good? What's good, everybody? It's your boy Jared, another 4th of the Black Wealth Renaissance checking in. Man, hey, I'm ready to get into this episode. It's about to be real exciting. We get to talk with a very, hint, hint, very special guest today.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a strong hint right there, my brother.
Yeah, and if y'all are watching this, y'all already seen the man face. Y'all, like Jared said, we got the water. Y'all can see it on the shirt.
Yes. Yes.
You know the name.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Y'all may have heard us mention this water once or twice on this podcast, maybe almost every episode now.
Yeah.
Recently, where
we any hard events. You tried it. You actually
got to play some. You tried it. Actually, the way we got connected with this brother, he came to one of our events and we ran into him. He's like, yo,
I got something for y'all in the car.
And I'm like,
I said, man, what you got for me in the car, man?
And you get a little nervous about right. Something like that. But he's like, no, guys, I have my own water company. And you're like,
yo, that's dope. Like, yeah, you have your own bottled water company. I've never met a black man who owns his own bottled water company. So got to chopping it up. We really had a strong connection with the brother. Mm-hmm. He even helped us clean up after the event. You know, he sure did.
Like, two times.
Yeah, real solid. Like, and we just been building a positive relationship for that. And like, man, I've been thoroughly impressed with everything. And I'm excited to introduce our brother, Mr. Eric Brundridge, aka the owner of Aspire Water. Eric, how you doing, bro?
Thank you for having me.
Yes, sir.
Joe, you get a virtual one. You know what I'm saying? So thank you for having me on the podcast, man. I'm just blessed, man. I'm thankful to connect with you guys, you know, with everything you guys are doing, you're making a difference. And like you guys said before, and I want to look directly in camera and tell y'all, if you ever want to put yourself in a good space, drop your ego and put yourself out there. You know, I came to their event, paid the money. Don't try to get stuff for free. Paid the money, came, introduced myself. They tried the water. They loved it. You know what I'm saying? It's been rocking with it ever since. So I definitely want to say thank you guys for having y'all's events. You know, Dallas needs it. The DFW area needs it. And if you missed the last event they had Thursday, it was crazy. Nuts. It was enjoyable. They had a mobile cigar bar. They got another event coming up next month in the July at Arlington at the Star, 3 days, and they speaking on Sunday. So definitely come out and check out the Black Wealth Renaissance crew. I guarantee you won't be disappointed.
Hey, man, appreciate it.
Appreciate,
appreciate
you coming on. Like,
yeah, man, definitely. I'm just thankful, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you be thankful, man, because it's been a long journey. So I'm just thankful for everybody giving me an opportunity, you know what I'm saying, to talk about the water.
We appreciate you for really creating this and, like, taking the knowledge that you have, because we have a background, which we've built a relationship. Yep. We know you have 10 years of experience in the consumer products good industry. Yep. You work for companies like Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all these companies.
Startups and stuff.
Can we get into just like your story, the beginning of it all? Like, share with our audience an introduction to Eric.
Well, I said the introduction with Eric is like pretty much, I did everything that was asked to do. I went to school, went to Southern Miss, pledged to Bruss, shout out to Q's, make sci-fi. Went to grad school, got my MBA, then left, went out to Atlanta, hot Atlanta. Got a job with the Hawks, tried that out. Didn't work out for me, didn't like it. Then did some project management, left that, and then got a job over with my first startup, which was cool. Left them, went to Coca-Cola, worked there for a little bit. Then went to Monster, left Monster after a while. Went to another startup out in Silicon Valley, came back, worked Coke again, and then another startup. And then after seeing everything that I've embodied and encompassed, because I worked for like two other brands as well, like another health brand. And then just seeing everything, I was just like, there's no water for our community. Because like I was telling you guys before at the event, like African-Americans drink 51% of bottled water. And the other 50% deals with other, you know, people of color. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's kind of crazy that we drink so much bottled water. But then, like I was telling y'all,
we lack ownership.
We lack ownership. And then on top of that, where is the money going back to the community? So like a percentage of my sales, I give it to underrepresented recycling organizations that are going to get back to our community, like help people get jobs, help people get off their feet. Because in the Dallas area, there's only two places to actually recycle. And they're in downtown Dallas and the other one's in Fort Worth. And me being a big recycler, and I know people are like, well, you got plastic. I know that's kind of starting off, but me being a big recycler, every time I go, it's always somebody black working there, somebody Mexican, Hispanic. Every time I talk to them and get their story, they're just like, yo, this is my first job. I'm so helpful. And the simple fact that we can create more recycling organizations and some recycling buildings to go, it creates jobs for people to have a job. So instead of a company just throwing you water for $5K and just be like, be out, how about let's give some of that money to the community since we drink a lot of it and help people get jobs, help people get off their feet, help their families go better. So that's been my goal with Aspire Pure. And, you know, I'm going to continue to keep rocking out and doing that.
Damn. Man, I didn't even know you did all the startups in Silicon Valley Valley.
Yeah.
Sorry, not Silicon. Silicon Valley. Let me say it the proper way.
Oh, man. Sorry, I was messing up for a while, too. And then I had to get it right because I was like, a lot of the companies I work at, I was the only black guy there. So it was like, I got to make sure I'm on it. Because you know how that saying goes, like, whenever you go there, for some reason, you got to be the representative for the whole African-American race. So it was like, you know, you always want to be top notch, which I was. So it's been a great experience. That experience has taught me now how to run water, how to understand that if you don't know something, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to use LinkedIn. And like you guys always say all the time, don't be afraid to go out and ask questions and seek your knowledge. Like you guys preach about that all the time. And I feel like a lot of times people don't do that because we're scared someone's going to judge us. You got to get out of that uncomfort zone and be like, you know, I don't know. Tell me. All right, cool. You're Mr. Miyagi. I'm Daniel's son. Teach me. I'm here to learn. So.
That's a good way to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
taking that mindset of always being a student, it definitely helps a lot.
Yep.
So speaking of being a student, I want to talk about, like, one of the reasons I really commended you with starting this brand was for the fact that you used all your years of industry experience and all these things to create this, right? Yep. So can we get into, like, some of the things and the roles that you had with maybe, like, a Coca-Cola? Like, obviously not anything that you couldn't discuss.
Yeah, nothing that's confidential.
You know, these companies, they got some...
They got a lot of stuff that you deal with, especially with situations or whatever. But I get, like, some of my past role was, like, sales and, like, field marketing. And sales and field marketing deal with, like, you throw events, understanding that a lot of times, like, okay, prime example. If you ever go, like, before pre-COVID and you went to an event, and you're always wondering, like, why are they always giving out stuff to me for free? Are they giving out these free Cokes to me or these free whatever or these free Monsters? It's because that they know, and I've learned from the research of being there, that you're more likely to try a product if it's free to you. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of us are like, if I don't know it, I ain't buying it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But if I put it in your hand, you try it, you like it, you give it to a kid, you like it.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Your wife, your husband, whoever likes it, you're more likely to come back, buy it.
And then I might even buy it on the spot.
That's like going to the mall with the platter.
Yep, you'll be willing to buy it. But if I charge you and you don't know me, then it's a no. And then think about it like this. If you have 20-some teams like that in 20 different metro areas flooding the market, it's almost like being a rapper and flooding your area with your mixtape. Mm-hmm. After a while, you're going to be like, oh, I don't really rock with it. But you see it so much, you taste it so much, you hear it so much, you're going to be like, hey man, that man hot. Let me rock with him.
Because you got that street team.
You got a street team. But the downfall of doing that is you got to deal with people's personalities. You got to deal with people not showing up. You got to deal with dealing with events. You got to deal with people trying to jerk you. You got to deal with people trying to take advantage of you. So that's a lot of times people stick to maybe sometimes running ads. But I will always tell people running ads is great, but you got to be able to do in person and online because in person closes the deal after someone sees you online. Mm. Prime example. If someone's on Facebook and they see Black Wealth Renaissance ad, right? And they're like, okay, I don't know. And then they turn around, they see your podcast. They're like, okay. Then they come to an event. They're like, it all comes together as a circle. Mm-hmm. So now it's like they always say, you're building that trust. Mm-hmm. So now they want to get out and buy. So, you know, working with them, with Coke, I was doing field marketing sales. Then another startup, I was doing sales, kind of going in the stores, talking to different owners, talking to different stores, kind of negotiating, bartering, doing stuff like that. And then another position, I was working with e-commerce, understanding like the whole platform before COVID and things like that. So it's like an all facet of things that I've learned before I jumped out and was like, let me start my own water. You know what I mean? It was like, I got the experience and now let me do my own thing because I've been itching for, you know, have my own product, my own ownership and, you know, build my own generational wealth.
Mm. I love it. I love it. So with all of those experiences, when it comes to creating a product, whenever it comes to actually developing water,
right?
Where do you go? Like, you see everything that's going on. What's one of the first things that you...
What goes into developing water?
Yeah, like, I'm just trying to figure out, like, how you come up with the name, like, how you like, okay, this is where I'm going to source this water from. Like, what does that take?
Well, at first, it takes a lot of long nights, the ability to know that you're not always going to be perfect, so you need to start. Things aren't going to be the right the first bottle. I kind of wish I could have brought in the first bottle. The first bottle, I didn't even have a full label. I didn't have a barcode on the back. And then on top of that, I got really screwed when I bought the pallet because I really didn't do a lot of searching like my wife told me. My wife's like, you should always do a lot of research. I was like, okay, now I got it. And it was like a couple months before COVID. I didn't do that. Ended up getting screwed. I bought a pallet. I bought one pallet for like $2,800, which is a lot for one pallet.
Okay. How much water is one pallet?
One pallet would be 72 full cases, 24 in a pack. So that comes out to 1,728 bottles.
Okay.
So I bought one pallet, and it wasn't even the water I wanted, but I wanted to get out there because I thought that was the only company. But then after that whole relationship and me being able to sell that pallet, I was like, this isn't going to work. Because I'm going to tell everybody, if you have a vision, stick with your vision and don't let anything sidetrack you. And I got sidetracked because I was so anxious to want to get out there and do it that I settled for less. And the first water was just like purified water. It was still good, but it wasn't what I envisioned. I envisioned the ionized alkaline, I envisioned electrolytes. And then I was like, what can be that last twist? So then the last part, I went out with these new source people, went out and met them. And I was like, I need something that's going to make it crisp, no bad aftertaste. And then even when it sits room temperature, it's going to be good. And they're like, well, we got some. It's going to be a little more. And I was like, at this point, I already spent $2,500. It is what it is now. So they're like, we got a UV and ozone treatment. It's a proprietary system. And what it does, it makes it smoother and crisp. Like, you know, you guys, when drinking it, you're like, man, this tastes good. Even when it's sitting in the room.
Tastes the whatever. Same cold and warm.
Yes, yes. Because a lot of water you taste doesn't taste good warm. Or if you taste it cold, like, it tastes better.
Freaking mineral water, bro. Mm-hmm. Like spring water and mineral water, warm. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Tastes like hot piss.
So that proprietary system allows it to have the same taste no matter what the elements in it. But at the same time, it's like that's a work in progress. You got to research. You got to find it. So also dealing with the label, like the label I designed. Mm-hmm. So everything you see on here is literally me sitting at my kitchen table, designing the label, designing the side, writing what makes Aspire Pure better, you know, mouth watering, great for rehydration, elegant taste, premium type of beverage that you'll enjoy. Even the message on the back, we provide you with a refreshing taste that keeps you in the mood. To be your best, you have to drink the best, which is Aspire Pure. So I designed all this, put everything together, barcode and all that, but it just takes time. Yeah. It takes a process. It takes a lot of learning. And like I said before, like the first case was 25, I think 2,500 I spent for the palette. And then the second pallet I ended up getting from these people, which was greater, my new source. I got like two of them for like $2,500. And then I got a new source or whatever. But overall, I spent about at least $10,000 off the rip just for a product alone without even like seeing like that back yet. But mm-hmm. like I said before, when you have a vision, and you have a dream, you got to be all in it. If you're not all in it, you're not going to be successful with it. So when it comes to that, that deals with that. You got to find a source. Mm-hmm. You got to find somebody to actually make the water because, you know, we don't all have a spring.
Yeah.
I don't have a spring in my backyard. But once the capital running comes in and then I'll create a spring, you know, a lot of people do. That's what you usually do. But you got to make sure the water tastes good because if anybody tells you that all water is the same, ask them, is a Bentley the same as a Chrysler 300? And see what they say. Because they'd be like, no, it's different. A Bentley rides smooth. It's elegant. It's nice. When I put my feet in it, it's so comfy. Well, that's how your water is. If you're drinking the cheap stuff that's tap out the faucet, you're going to feel it in your body. When y'all drink Aspire Pure, you're going to feel refreshed. You're going to feel rehydrated. You're going to feel like I'm getting that ionized alkaline in my body so that even if I feel stiff, it's helping my bloodstream. It's helping my joints. It's helping me feel better, run better. And, you know, your body's like a car. You got to keep it moving. You got to keep it tight.
I'm glad you're touching on the ionized alkaline part because you mentioned purified water in there as well. You talked about tap. Can we get into the differences between those types and what are some of the benefits of ionized alkaline water?
Well, after like going on like a hard research study, like
you had to get in your biology bag.
I had to get in the biology bag. I had to talk to people. I had to talk to a lot of people because the thing of the matter is purified water is good, but it doesn't have the pH level. And then a lot of times, a lot of brands will give you alkaline water, but then they'll be like alkaline water 8, which is a little bit higher than your normal body because your normal body's 7. But you want to be around a 9 due to all the food that you eat, your acidity level, it drops it down. So like earlier, if you eat some chips or you eat something like that, it's bringing acidity down and you want to make sure that your water is bringing up higher with the right water, like 9.5 or higher. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times people fool you by saying our water is alkaline, but then they don't tell you a pH level. That's just to tell you to make you feel good. But then I tell you what the pH level is. But the ones that go into it, the 9.5s or higher, those are the type of waters you want to drink that good. Purified water. It's just regular water that's been reverse purified and there's no like pH. You don't know the pH could be 5, 6 or whatever. And that's how it is. But if you want to go more premium, more, you know, I like to keep myself running. I'll get the ionized alkaline. And of course, there's different types that go higher. But at the same time, you might not know about them. You might not know what's going on. And a lot of times people don't really research into it. But if I'm me and I'm going to the store, I'm always going to get ionized alkaline no matter what.
So right off the rip, you always knew you wanted ionized alkaline water?
Always knew because the simple fact that I actually did a test on myself. Like, first moved out here, you guys know how hot it is.
Yeah, it's hot as shit. Hot as a motherfucker right now.
So I was like, all right, So I want to do ionized. And the reason I want to do ionized, I'm going to do a test. So for a whole week, I drank nothing but purified water. Mm-hmm. Whole week. Texas heat. It was like 103 a whole week. Man, by Friday, I got dehydrated Friday. I literally had to get like IVs, all that type of stuff. I was literally working. I got dehydrated. They were like, have you been drinking enough water? I was like, I've been drinking purified water all week. They're like, bro, that's not good water to be drinking when they putting IVs in me. So then the next week, I drank all ionized alkaline water. And man, when I said I was working like 14-hour days, I was still feeling refreshed. I was getting up. I was moving. My joints feel good. My body feel good. My head feel good. And then on top of that, my system felt flush and I could tell the difference. So when I tell people, it's not because I'm just telling you. It's like I did the test on myself because, mm-hmm. you know, you got to sometimes be your own guinea pig. And I was my own guinea pig. And I know. So I was like, this is it. This is what I want. Because if I felt good, the people in our community would feel good because we deal with so many ailments mm-hmm. that we have. So we make sure that we need to keep it tight, keep it moving. And, you know, always making sure that we feel good in everything that we do.
Mm. So you go with the first company mm-hmm. and you say, you know, you didn't do a lot of research.
Didn't do a lot of research.
How'd you find them, first off? Yep. And then, you know, you said you had the purified yep. water. So like, how did that whole shebang and everything go?
Yeah, so first company, found them. I looked them up on Google. I was just looking like, all right, I'm looking for water. And then I talked to them. I was like, do you guys have ionized alkaline water? They're like, yeah, but you got to buy a truckload to get the water. I'm just like, a truckload? And that's another term they'll get you with. They'll make you buy in pallets of 10. Jeez. Some people will. And you'd be like, bro, I'm just starting out. I don't 10 pallets. Like, where am I going to put that? So they're like, well, we got to purify. You can get one pallet. I was like, all right. So I got one pallet. I was living in my apartment. They dropped it off in the parking lot. I literally moved it up into my apartment on second
what,
floor.
I was about to say what floor yeah, you was on, bro.
I was on second floor. I found them on Google researching. And then after that, like I said, before after they screwed me, that's when I started doing heavier research. The reason it makes me so happy when I hear people like this water, I went through 12 different water companies before I picked this one, before I actually ran with them and actually flew out, met them and talked to them. Because some people will be like, yeah, we got the ionized. Here you go. You taste it. You be like, ah, man. Just... But then my ultimate taste tester is my wife because she's like a water snob. So I give it to her. She'd be like, yeah, babe, I don't think that's going to work for you. You know, she said in a subtle way, but it's pretty much like, that's nasty. Don't do that. But then I do the little test, put it on, like, which one you like? And she'll be like, this one's good. And I'd be like, this one, and then she'll be like, so out of 12 of them, end up working with them, end up talking to them, getting the extra proprietary at it. And ever since then, it's been golden, man. Mm. I'm just thank God for it, man. Thank God for it.
So you talking about the pHs earlier, mm-hmm. and I kind of want to talk about like quality assurance with yep, this. So yep. like, how are you testing this stuff whenever you're dealing with a third party supplier like yep. that? Like, how does that work? Do you just go out to the facility every so often, mm-hmm. or is it like you're testing the individual bottles to make sure that everything
got
is up
your to little pH strips and yeah, stuff?
So like
the little litmus test.
So what happens is when you go out to the facility, they'll run a test and they'll show you what you got, and mm-hmm. you'll be able to test that batch. They always make sure. Then on top of that, their batches that they're selling, that they're giving, or you're running through, that you're dealing with them, has to be at that level because you know technically that's actually a lie that they could be selling to you. You know what I'm saying? So tested the batches, tested the waters. And everything kind of gets bottled down because a lot of times when I first went, I didn't really deal with them. But the second one, I developed more of a relationship, talked to them, hung out, did the whole pH thing. And everything's been golden with it, you know, saying going out there, look, test the strip, be like, OK, cool. This is what they said it was going to be. You know what I'm saying? Because you always got to make sure that your water is hitting on what it needs to be mm-hmm. when you're selling it to the public. Plus, on top of that, like, I definitely make sure they got insurance as well, too. So I don't know if people want to talk about that, but I got insurance as well, too. So, yeah, that's a plus.
That's a good one, though. Like, yeah. like you said, you got to make sure that they got insurance and everything like yeah. that.
And I got insurance as well, too. As well, too.
So somebody, even so they do have a bad batch, liability.
Liability that come against you. And like, literally, like, you'd be like, man, somebody water make them sick. Yes, it could happen. It could happen. So I made sure to you know, dot my I's, cross my T's, all that stuff. So, yeah, I definitely do. But, you know, every batch has been good because I took the time to invest and go out there, see them, talk mm-hmm. to them, develop a relationship with them, not just on a, hey, I need this. It's like, hey, this is what we got going on. Can you do this? Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Can you do this? All right. Net 30. Okay, cool. I can net 30. That type of stuff. Mm-hmm. So
net 30, you had business credit or was just net 30 straight out the door?
Net 30 was straight after the business credit. They let me net 30. But a lot of times I only net 30 if I don't feel like it. Because sometimes I net 30, but still pay it off in less than just so I can raise my business credit up. So that's another thing. You ain't taking a class, take the class. So take the Black Wealth Renaissance credit class so you can learn more about that as well, too. So I checked out on a couple episodes. They talked about that. So actually, you guys kind of got me hooked on that. So
yeah, the business credit. Shout out to Stephanie Lawrence.
So definitely want to make sure you know about that because it helps out. You know, you build up that business line and you're able to net 30 it out. I want to let everybody know, don't net 30 if you don't got the cash. This is making yourself look bad. You know what I'm saying? So
you know, that's a rule of credit in general. You shouldn't borrow some shit if you ain't got the funds to like, collateralize it with.
Please don't.
So, Eric,
can you explain that? Just really quickly, like for anybody who might not have understood or checked in with us before, what net 30, net 60 means?
So what net 30, net 60 means is I have 30 days to pay off the shipment, or I have 60 days to pay off the shipment. And depending on who you're dealing with, once you develop a relationship, they want you to buy the first pallet and kind of see. But then once you get your business credit set up, you know, you set up on NAV and like you guys are talking about, and you get that going, then you're able to get a longer line of credit and get that rolling. So, you know, net 30, net 60 definitely comes in handy if you have a lot of moving parts going on, you know what I'm saying? If you have like a lot of things you're shipping or dealing with sales or customers and things like that. So I enjoy net 30. I enjoy net 60. Like I said, I always try to pay up front just to kind of, you know, get it off the books. But when it comes down to it, net 30, net 60 does come in handy. But they will only come in handy if you have your EIN, all that good stuff, set up your credit, and you actually talk to them. You actually got to talk and develop relationships with people. And they'll be willing to work with you, especially everything that's going on pre-COVID now. So, yeah, it's definitely been a lot more, you know, easy going with it. But just make sure you have business credit. Don't go in there with nothing and then be like, I need net 30. They're going to be like, who are you? Like, I just can't give you
what you got. What's your Dunn's number, sir?
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I need your credit record, your track record.
Where's your Dunn's? Dunn's? Nah, net 30 me. Like, nah, bro. I don't work like that. So,
what I wanted to ask you, my brother. Mm-hmm. So you found the water, you got the people that you wanted to go with, you found the source. Yep. What about the bottles? How does that work? Is it all bottled at the same facility or?
Yep, it all bottled at the same facility. And the reason for that is because it decreases compliance and issues. Because think about it. If you got the water from one place, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you had to send the water to on a truck to somewhere else to get them to bottle and put the label on it. Between that ride to the next spot,
anything
could happen to the water. So a lot of people, they'll tell you, they don't like, we don't do labels. We don't do nothing. We don't do, but we'll just give you the water and bottles. You got to do it yourself. And some people are like, okay, cool. But bro, that's a lot of time and effort and having to be smooth and then having a barcode on the back. Because if someone was to scan this barcode, like Aspire Pure will pop up, a price will pop up and everything like that. So finding that person that's going to be able to do it what you want, have what you want, and then, you know, make it less problems overall. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the business of less headaches because too many things can go wrong that I've seen. And I don't want that to happen to anybody that drinks my water. You know what I'm saying? I don't want nobody ever to get sick. I don't want anything to ever happen to anybody. Like, you know, like I'm very transparent. Like people order online and if the order is going to be like 2 or 3 days late, I'll email and be like, look, I'm backed up on orders. But if you're willing to be a little patient, I will put 3 more bottles in the bag for you. And they'd be like, cool. Cause I'm just that type of person. Cause I understand like you're spending your money and you want the best service. Cause I'm the same way. If I'm spending my money, I matter. So I just think like them. So I'm like, I'll do over just to make them happy. So they'd be like, cool. You know what I'm saying? He was late, but he explained, he let me know, and he gave me the extra bottle. So we good.
Cool. Dope. So when you order these pallets that you found the source, they bottle the bottles for you and all that good stuff.
Yep.
What are some of the costs associated with this type of stuff? Like, do you have to source the different, like, are they different types of plastic? Because I see the bottles BPA free and stuff like that.
So the first pallet I got, it wasn't BPA free, and that was a problem.
What's BPA, right quick?
I don't know what BPA is.
On the top of my head, I forgot that. Put me on the spot. Now, I really don't forgot
fault,
that.
My fault, man.
Yeah, now you put me on the spot. But I know it deals with how much recycled the bottle is. It's on a level of 1 to 5. So if your bottle is a 1 to 5 or a 2 or 3, then that means it's able to be more easily be able to be recycled and be able to be turned again to be used. So that's what BPA does. You know what I'm saying? If you hadn't said BPA, what is it? I was like, oh, I'm a spot. But yeah, I honestly forgot. But I know what it does because
Bisphenol A is an industrial chemical that has been used to make certain plastics and resins since the 50s, but I was assuming it is not good for you.
Nope, it's not good for you. So a lot
like
of bottles,
a compound that can get in the stuff.
Yes, indeed. So that's why a lot of water that you may drink, the cheap waters, depending if you leave it in your car and it's hot.
Don't leave it in the sun. I heard that before. Yeah,
you'll feel the plastic go into the water because it's not BPA bottle. So, like, if you leave, like, I don't know, a cheap brand. I don't want to say no brands and like that. If you leave a brand in the... if you leave a bottle in your car and it gets hot, and then all of a sudden you're like, why that plastic? Why it taste like plastic? It's because the plastic melted inside because it's not a BPA type of bottle. So, the first pallet I bought, it wasn't BPA. I was kind of upset about that because oh my gosh, because it wasn't. I was upset because simple fact that I wanted to be BPA because I know things get hot. I know I'm big on recycling and I want to make sure the bottle is the best it can be, especially if it's coming from me with my name being pressed on it.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry, we went down the BPA road. And I know David was asking some of the other costs that is associated with it.
Okay, yeah. Prime example. The caps. That doesn't come with a regular bottle.
Okay.
No, it doesn't.
I was wondering. I was like,
no, it doesn't. Blue caps do not come with the bottle. Blue caps do not come with the bottle. What comes with the bottle? Regular plastic. Regular, like,
clear
caps. But if you look at it, you're like, clear cap and it's all blue. You must have went cheap with this. Then on top of that, this bottle is sleek, you know?
This bottle is different than this bottle.
Like, yeah, and then that's another thing. This bottle is sleek. It's a tall boy type of bottle in a sense where all bottles don't come like this. They usually come with that plastic, you know, that
coat is like cinched in the middle.
That one that you grab and you whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah.
Those are the cheapest ones. But these are a little bit more expensive because of the sleek design, the way you hold it, the way when you grab it, it don't like the other bottle, like you feel like you're going to pop it. So that's more. The label. Most labels, they sometimes give you full or they give you a half, just the front, have the graphics on it. That's a little bit more too as well. So I got three different prices that went up. The label, the color, the bottle, and the caps. So all that went into it. But at the same time, I'm the type of person, I have a mindset of, you don't know me and I don't know you. Mm-hmm. So when you touch this water that I'm giving you, that I created, that I put my time, my sweat, my blood, my tears into it, I want you to be like, bro, this water is good. I could see someone took his time and he made this water. Like, he didn't cut no corners on it. And that's why I don't mind it being a little bit more, because I designed the bottle to be a premium type of bottle. Mm-hmm. A premium type of bottle with a medium type of price, but have a good would be a premium quality. Not something cheap, not something that you could just find at the whatever little small store or whatever grocery store. I want you to be able to pick it up, look at it like I do and be like, yeah, he put his time into this. Mm-hmm. Like, he actually cares. He got the words. He got the message on the back. He took the time to put the Instagram. He put the website. Like, he really cares. Like, even when I'm holding it right now, I think about all the times, like, I spent nights, like, rewriting, redesigning, thinking of the logo, trying to create a logo, telling myself this wasn't good, telling myself, like, is this going to work? And just have self-talk with myself, like, this is going to be a good product. People will love it. God's going to bless me, but I got to go forward with it. And not think about the price, but just think about what I want people to know about me and how I feel about the water. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, sorry about that, man.
I was over there looking at it too. I'm like,
yeah. Yeah. My bad, man. Like,
you look at it as an investment in the brand. Yeah, like, and like, I like that brand, because that was one thing that actually stood out to me was the blue tops on the bottles, because I was like, I know that you have to put something extra in to get this to look this way, because your bottle is consistent. It has that design and all that. Yeah.
Yep.
You got the information on it.
It's premium.
Yes. Premium. I look at you at this brand as like what should replace Essentia for our people.
Man, what?
I don't know why, but Black folk love Essentia water.
Man, it's because of the marketing. Mm-hmm. It's all about the marketing. Like, that's the only thing. Like,
I've never tasted Essentia.
Man. Well, me and Essentia on the same level. Only difference is I got a UV and an ozone treatment of mine that makes it smoother and crisper. But when it comes to Essentia, their marketing is on point, and that's why they're able to do it, because there's a lot of water brands out there, but you don't know about them because it's all about the marketing and dollars. Mm-hmm. Like, that right there is another topic, like another conversation, just simple fact. Like, to have a brand, you got to have dollars. Like I said before, I spent already $10,000 just on products, on product alone cases. You know, you ain't even gotten to marketing and how to go to the next level or where you want to go. So,
Now that you talk about it, let's talk about some of the ways that you do market it.
Yeah.
Because we know you out here in the community, you're out here doing different things. And like you said at the beginning of this, you're not afraid to put yourself out there.
Yeah.
So now that you've developed a solid product that you feel like I'm proud of, I can bring this out somewhere and I can say, you know, I put my name, I put my all into this.
Yep.
How do you now start getting people to start drinking this water that's newly developed that they have no idea about?
Well, it's kind of like the same process like a lot of brands do, just giving it out for free. Because some people, when I tell them
Wait. You just put $2,500 into this and you giving it away?
$10,000 I put into it.
$10,000. I was thinking about the first case.
First case,
just put 10 bands.
Yeah. Because I think long term, I don't think short term. And the long term is I want the brand to grow. And I know from being in the consumer product good industries, like, if I don't know you, I'm not going to spend my money with you. Mm-hmm. Like, what makes me feel like I just want to be like, I'm going to buy your water. Like, you could be Joe Blow off the street, nasty, whatever. But mm-hmm. if I give it to you, you're going to be like, okay, he gave it to me. I'm going to check it out. Yeah. And then you try it, you're like, oh man, this is great. It's like, it's almost like.
That's how you create advocates.
Yeah, advocate. I was going to say a funny analogy. It's kind of like if you watch Snowfall, man, the first hit's for free. Yeah. After that, I got to charge you. Yeah. Shout out to my brother, Nick Brundage. He put me on Snowfall. So yeah, man, like the first hit's for free. After that, I got to charge you. And a lot of times people try it and they're like, bro, this is good. And I'd be like, yes, but it's all about getting it out there more. Because if I had the mindset, like we talked about before the offline, like, hey, I got water. Okay, let me try it. No, it's going to be a dollar. It's going to be a dollar. Bro, I don't even know you, man. But if I be like, hey, I got water, try it. You're going to be like, okay, cool. Try it. Like, this is good. How can I get more? I have it on my website or I have it right here. You can buy some. Then you're more in tune to get a sale. And then to know that, like, look, he ain't out here just trying to scam me or trying to sell something. He actually wanted me to try it, make my own decision, and not even pressure me on the sale.
And I'm sure that made you more sales than what it would have had you just try to sell to people from the rip. You provided value first before trying to sell.
Yep. It definitely provide value. Kind of like, this is funny because look at the camera. Kind of like when we first met, like when I first met you guys, my whole instincts, like when I told my wife I was going to the first meetup, I was like, look, I'm going to the meetup. She's like, it was during the whole COVID time. So a lot of people were nervous. My wife's like, man, I know you're not nervous. I'm like, nah, God got me. I'm not worried about no COVID, nothing. Because at the end of the day, I got to go out there and make things happen. You know what I'm saying? The bill don't stop. So I went, she asked me what my goal was. And I said, my goal was let them try the water because I see them all the time. They record it. I know they get tired. I know my water would be a perfect fit. You know, that's the first thing. Make sure your product fits with whoever you want to deal with.
Drinking this shit in the gym.
Right. Make sure your product fits with whoever you want to work with. Because I see a lot of people have a liquor brand and they want to give it to somebody who doesn't drink. Or they want to have a liquor brand and give it to somebody that's a mom. And she's like, I don't do that. So make sure your product fits with people. And I know, watch you guys' podcast. You guys always talk, do everything. I was like, man, this would be great for them to rehydrate in between recording, whatever's going on. So I was like, look, I showed up. And I remember, Ran to Kelly, I was like, look, man, I got my own water for real. I was like, man, I got something for you. He was just like, whoa, wait a minute. What are we doing out here?
Like, like Jared, like, come on, wait a minute.
What are we doing out here? No, don't pull it out. I was like, nah, man, I got water. He's like, you got water? I was like, yeah, it's in the car. He's like, all right. And I was like, man, don't even worry. I'll be right back. He was like, okay. Rush to the car. That's another thing. Always have your product on you. Even if you like being a rapper, you got to always have your mixtape with you, no matter who you never run into. So had a product.
Keep that thing on you.
Keep it on you. So I came back inside, gave some Jared Kelly, like, yo, this is good, man. I got to ask the rest of the crew.
I got my guy at home.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's like, I asked the rest of the crew. He gave it to y'all, and it went from there, and it's been solid. So to answer your question, like, you just always got to be ready. You got to be prepared and just know who you want to work with and how it aligns to what you got to do. Like I said before, you guys talk a lot. So I know being rehydrated, staying ready, it's a great brand. It's a great partnership. You know what I'm saying?
Even what you did today, like, in the community, I want you to talk about that too, like, that's another great way just to market your product.
Yeah. So today I had a HBCU 5K that a guy named Cleveland puts on every year. This is the third one. And I was kind of like surfing the net, looking for events because, you know, like I'm pretty much doing everything. When I started off, it was like me and another guy named Donovan. He kind of just helps with the emails. But when he realized how much money we had at the front, he was like, yeah, this isn't for me. I thought it was going to be a little different. I didn't know we're going to have to put this amount of money, 5 bands almost up before we see a return. And that's another thing. Scared money don't make money. Mm-hmm. Then another thing, everybody not willing to go on the ride, and that's okay. Message that is, man. And it's true, man. Everybody's not willing to put the money up and not see the return. And think about it. You got $5,000 to put up, $2,500 for the first pallet. And then you hadn't even got into the marketing and driving and everything else, the packaging and everything like that. But yeah, like today,
That's another cost.
You know, cost. So they had a 5K today. I hit him up. Shipping. I hit him up on Wednesday. Like, hey, can I come out and bring my water? He was like, yeah. So I last minute got everything together. Just went out there, had about 6 cases popped up, had a table. And they were like, oh, this is great. And I was just giving out water. You know what I'm saying? Just giving out water. And people were like, man, this is so great. I wanted you to come to more events, stuff like this. And I was like, yeah. So that's a normal type of thing I try to do. Just go to people's events, not sell, but just give it out. Mm-hmm. Because it's like the more people I get to taste it, I know it'll come back to me. They'll be like, I'm dealing with them. I like that. I want to buy that. I want to buy that. But, you know, you got to taste it first. I got to make you a believer. And then once I make you a believer, then you're on it and then you want to rock with it. So that's what makes me happy.
I like that. That local outreach, that focus on that, I think is real important for people, especially when you're starting to build that brand. Like we think consumer product goods. We always think about strong brands like Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and things of that nature. And they do a lot of marketing to get in your face. But if you really want to make that impact, like you said, that you can't just have brand awareness. Yep. You have to have that physical, like, this is a brand that's here. Yep. I can touch it. Yep. I know it's real. This was a real person. Make that connection with people. Yep. Love it, man.
Definitely. They got to be able to touch it, see you, talk to you, understand the message, what you're going through. Because like we talked about before, it's like you could be online, you could see it, and you could be like, yes, this is cool. But if you see me in person, then it's like, I like his energy. I like what he's doing, and I'm with it. And I definitely want to try the water and definitely support it. So I'm happy for everybody that support Buy Some Cases, tried the water. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. And if you want to try Aspire Water, you can click the link in the show notes. As always, we have it already prepared. You go straight to the checkout. It's going to show you right there. Yep. You type in the code BWR10 and you can get 10% off your first order.
Yes, yes.
Drink some water that's good for your body and your mind.
Refreshing. Nourishing. Thirst quenching. Shout out to my dog, Brother Dre, man.
Like I like to tell people, man, it's refreshing taste. It's keeping it simple. It is. You know, so
it is. And I'm not even gonna lie, like between, like from what you had said earlier, between your energy when you first came and how you were talking with us and interacting and then actually trying the water, I was like, oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's good. I was like, hold on, give me one moment. Let
exactly what you did. Like, hold on, I gotta tell the rest of the crew.
I was like, I gotta go get the dudes, bro. Like,
yes, I gotta get them to try it. So
I ran over there and like even to your point earlier, I just wanted to like throw a little something on that too. Like with targeting who you want to get your products to. Mm-hmm. Like you came to us and like understood already, like you said, we podcast, need water for that. And then it was also, I mean, just being honest about the elephant in the room, it probably helped that you was black and a black man. You know what I mean? Like we connected immediately once we started talking and it was like, oh shoot, I'm not going to lie to you. My first words when I ran over there, hey y'all, it's a black man with his own water company.
Exactly what he said.
That's exactly what I said. Come here. Y'all got to talk to this man. That type of stuff in mind. Yeah.
Yeah. You're definitely right about that. Like you said, like putting yourself in the right space, understanding like who you want to work with. You know what I mean? And you guys just the epitome of like what it wanted to work with you guys. Because you, like you said, podcasting, you talk all the time. A great deal, great partnership.
We was giving a lot of free promo to our co-working space, man. If y'all was paying attention to our glasses, y'all would have seen that they had the little logo and shit on it. So now
that's why I keep it turned to the back, to the mic.
No free promo.
No, it's all inspiring.
Yes.
So now, Eric, I kind of want to also just get into the whole consumer product game.
Okay.
Because once again, we didn't hung out before and we didn't talk about some of this stuff about what it takes once you create the product.
Yep.
You still want to get into stores.
Yep.
You still want to actually keep on expanding and keep on growing. So what's some of the stuff that it takes? You told me there's an organization that unless you go through these people, your product ain't shit.
Yeah. Yeah, you're so right. Because like people don't realize like the first conception is you have a product. Let's just say hypothetically, if I didn't have water and I had chips, I could easily just run an e-commerce business online with chips because the shipping would be cheap. And it'll be working for me. But since I have water, my shipping for water, literally, depending on where I go, ranges between $11 to $16.
I can make water heavy, bro.
Water's heavy. It's 14 pounds.
Damn.
Yes, it's 14 pounds to send 12 bottles. So if it costs you $24.99 and it has free shipping, you subtract that $16 from the $24, and that's whatever I had left over. So that's really kind of like...
That's what you're paying for.
Yes, but you hadn't even factor in the boxes.
Yeah, that's it. You got to have all the cost of the goods.
The cost of the goods. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I always tell myself, Amazon wasn't profitable the first 6-7 years, but they stayed with it and it came about. But a lot of times with consumer goods, that's why a lot of people raise capital. Mm-hmm. Capital helps out so much because it allows you to get a runway. And there's a lot of things I learned from startup world, like having a runway, having a burn rate, and all that stuff. The burn rate is how much money you spend in a month that you're not being able to, you know,
Recoup.
You're right. Recoup on, but having that runway, having that money. So just being able to know like what's going on. Then on top of that, let's just say you want to be a big power play. You want your product in all the stores, like you want in Whole Foods, Targets, and all that. You got to go through two major players. That's called Unify and KE. Unify and KE are the two major players out there. Like a lot of people, they sometimes do their own broker work or stuff like that, which is great. If you can do your own broker work, shout out to my guy, Eric. He does his own broker work. He has his own beverage too. And that's another thing. Make sure you find a mentor, somebody doing what you're doing so that
his name is also Eric.
Yeah, his name is also Eric.
That's crazy.
So like he's been doing a lot of his stuff on his own, like doing his own broker work, which is great, but it's very rare for him to do it, which is great because I've been watching and seeing a lot of stuff he's doing. But a lot of people go through Unify, KE, and those two, they just pretty much got everything. KE is a connect on Sprouts. Unify is a connect on Whole Foods, Target, all those people. And then if you want to go to gas station stores like 7-Eleven, stuff like that, you got to go through McLane. And McLane is another subsidiary that do like a lot of 7-Eleven stores, things like that. And it's just these old companies that have been here around for so long that, you know, when new companies come and they want to try to break the mold, it's just hard because they got the leverage, they got the power. So that's why a lot of times
they got the money.
They got the money. That's why a lot of companies stay depend on your product. They don't want to deal with all that and they stay e-commerce because they're able to have a direct relationship with the customer. Mm. Or like we talked about before, with me, I would want to do DSD. And DSD is direct store delivery. And direct store delivery just deals with after we get into a store, let's say I go and broker getting into Sprouts. Instead of having Unified KE deliver my stuff, instead of having KE deliver, because KE deal with Sprouts more, so does Unified. They both deal with Sprouts. I would do DSD. And DSD would mean I would take the product from my warehouse and I would drive to every Sprouts location and refill it. Mm-hmm. So after they buy it, I would refill it up. And what DSD does, it cuts down on the other person. Because when you go through KE and Unify, you got to pay them.
And then
they're going to sell to the store. Mm-hmm. So it's like you sell to them, then they're going to sell to the store and they got to get their cut. But DSD goes from me to the store, me to Sprouts, me to Target. That's what DSD does.
Okay.
So DSD allows you to save a lot.
Increase in profit margin.
Increase in profit margin, you know what I'm saying? But it's all about having a line, having a great SOP, like we talked about, system of procedures, understanding where your warehouse is going to be, having people come and drive the truck, talk to people, and make sure you keep counting your sales and everything that's going on.
So if I did want to go the DSD route versus going through one of these companies like that, who is the person I need to talk to within the organization to get my product in the store?
Well, when it comes to DSD, you could do your own. Because like One Bottle Company, they do their own. And that's what I would do. I would do my own DSD. Like I would have my warehouse, have my truck, and just drive to every store and then put it in myself. But a lot of people go through other DSD small companies in a sense where they're like, hey, I'll work with you. You go into the store, you'll sell in for me, and I'll give you the product, and then they'll get a cut as well too. But that deals with a simple sense of, you know, you have a budget, but not that large because
it's easier to start with a DSD versus going with one of the big players.
Because a lot of people will always ask me, when people see me out and about, they'll say, are you in a lot of stores? Are you in this? And I'll be like, no, right now I'm just doing online shipping on Amazon, on my website. And then if you're in the DFW area or around it, I do local delivery and things like that. And they're like, oh, okay. And then like I was telling you guys, the reason for that is because here we go. I'm about to give you the rundown. Here's the reason. Because when you get into these big stores, a lot of people want to be in big stores, but people don't understand what it costs to be in a big
store. Economies of scale, bro.
It is a lot going to be in a big store. So let's just give you a rundown. So let's just say you have a brand and you're like, Eric, I'm going to get into Target and I'm getting a Target today. And I'm like, hey, I wouldn't do that. I would start off small mom and pop store, do DSD. And you're like, no, I want to get into Target. Okay. So you get into Target, right? You made the window to get into Target because, you know, they only have certain times to let people in. Mm-hmm. So you could literally miss the window, had to wait a whole year. So you get into Target, right? So what would you think would be next after you get into Target?
After you get in, you got to give them the product.
No.
I think you probably got like certain certificates and shit. Shit, I don't know. You
got to educate me, sir, because I don't know.
Okay, so depending on what store you deal with, they're going to ask for a freebie. They're going to be like, look, we accepting you in this store, right? And then here's another problem you might run into.
Nigga, a freebie to Target?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
And they do like what? Like a
freebie like just for like one location?
One location?
No,
or like an area?
No. It could be a freebie like depending on how many cases or how much product for each one. They'll ask for that. They'll ask for that freebie first before they give you the rest and they'll pay for it. But even then, they'll be like, all right, depending on who you deal with, some people will be like, all right, we need a freebie 14 cases. Or this amount of cases. Or maybe they'll ask for a pallet first if they buy it in the bulk of like 12 pallets. But then even after they get that freebie, what happens next?
They got to be sold on this is a product that'll work for us.
No, they already let you into the store. You've already sold them on the product. Okay. So they're like, all right, then you agree with your terms. So here's another thing that you got to run into. Say I get in the Target, right? And I'm selling on them. Sometimes you don't have the option unless you really a good negotiator to be like, I only want to be in the Dallas Metro. They might put you in a Target that's located all the way out in New Mexico. They'll put you in random stores sometimes that you have nobody there, literally. And they'll be like, well, here it is. Sometimes they'll do you like that. If you have a good negotiator and you're strong on it, you're like, hey, this is what I'm like. So if I was going to talk to Target and they're like, hey, Eric, we love the brand. We love the water, black on all this. We want to put you all the way in Florida. I'd be like, no, put me only in the Dallas Metro stores for the simple reason of I can go to every store. Mm-hmm. I can develop a relationship with the store manager. I can talk to them and I can run geolocated ads around those stores so people will go. Because here's the thing. Everybody wants to be on the shelf and it's great. If you're on the shelf, I love it. I love everybody that's doing it. But when you're on the shelf, your velocity makes a difference. You're probably like, what's velocity? That's your sales. Mm-hmm. If you don't turn so many items, they will kick you out.
Yeah.
Or if you have product that's sitting there, that's a chargeback. Hmm. You know, a chargeback, you can get a chargeback depending on shipping, them sending the product. It could be almost $10,000 to $15,000 a chargeback to you.
Jeez. Your product took too long to get off the shelf?
Took too long to get off the shelf.
Damn, son.
Or your product's been sitting there. Or if you have a food product and it's gone bad.
Spoilage.
You paying that.
Damn. I thought the retailer would have to eat those.
No, you going to eat that. Oh. I picked the product from you and it's damaged. Chargeback. You're going to pay for that. Right. There's so many hidden fees that I've learned being in CPG for the last 10 years that people don't understand. So when people be like, why aren't you on these stores? I'm like, look, to be them type of what you want, bro, you got to have
some, you got to come with
you
it.
You got to have some capital and things like that. That's why a lot of people build that business up on Amazon. That one water beverage, they built it up on Amazon. And then after that, they were able to go into a store because they built a fan base. You know, even though it might not be ideal, but it's less problems, less money being spent. You're building up that fan base. So now it's like, all right.
Brand loyalty.
Yeah, we're in the store now. Everybody go buy it at the store instead of jumping out there. And a lot of brands jump out there and be like, we're in all these stores, Costco, so-and-so, so-and-so. But do you have the people to go buy it?
Because you're in all these stores, you're not even making no money.
Making no money or having no turns. Because like, okay, you guys ever shop at Costco?
Once or twice.
Yeah, right. Like once or twice.
So to be in Costco, do you know how much you got to sell a week to stay on the shelf?
A lot.
Take a guess. What you probably think is a lot.
So when you say how much revenue-wise?
Yeah, like what your product got to sell overall for the week?
I'm going to say at least 25 to 30 bands.
No, you got to sell 1,500 for staying Costco for the week. 500 for Sam's. But you're probably like,
that's 15. Not bad.
No, that's a lot.
That's a lot.
1,500 means that for the whole week, you got to be making. Depending on your product, that's almost like 25 turns a day with no marketing. You literally, people have to go into Costco, look for your product and want to buy it at every store. And if you're not turning that 1,500, that's a chargeback and they were sending it back. With Sam's, it's only 500. Think about it. Next time you go to some stores, you ever look at like why you go to Sam's, you might see a certain brand there, but not see that Costco. It's because people be like, all right, Costco, $500, only 25 turns, maybe for the day, for the week, whatever. I could do 500, depending on my product, like $20, $24. That's not a lot. But 1,500, that's a lot of people that have to be going buy your product. That's a lot of marketing you got to run for those Costcos to get people there.
Because they're not going to market it for you. Damn, I ain't thinking about that.
Once you get in the store is not marketing. Oh, and then we still haven't forgot about that. If you want a promotional display, you got to pay the store for that.
In caps.
And then some stores will tell you, hey, so we're going to put you in, right? Yeah. I'm excited. But before you get in, we're going to need you to get this sales package, which is going to be $2,500 for the next 4 months. And it's non-negotiable. You're going to have to get this. You can negotiate it and try to get lower, but they're going to want some kind of kickback. And I'm not saying really kickback. It's more like you're going to pay for some sales to get promoted, or we're going to maybe not deal with you. It's a game. It's like a real big time game. Everybody's different. Everybody has their own, you know, thing that they require of you. Some people won't, but at the same time, it's all about getting into the customer's faces. That's why having a brand loyalty, having people understand your brand, go to the store and buy your brand and over everybody else is important. That's why people ask me that. I'm like, no, I'm on Amazon online because it's like, I'm building up the brand, building up the brand, because it'd be different if, you know, LeBron came to me and just like, look, I'm investing. I got 45 million. And I'm like, cool. Well, 45 million. I would know what to do.
Put me in Costco, baby.
Crazy part. I wouldn't even go to Costco.
Where you go?
I go to Sprouts. I go with my
marketer. It fits better with your brand.
It fits better with my brand. People in Costco, I mean, not Costco.
I ain't gonna lie. Sprouts got some good ass gummy bears.
Yes, they do. Customers that shop at Sprouts or anybody that people drop at Sprouts.
More health conscious.
Health conscious. They understand like, this is important. This is where I want to be. Then on top of that, I would be like, hey, don't even put me worldwide. Just put me in the Dallas Metroplex because I can drive to every Sprouts, develop a relationship, do demos if I wanted to, or have a BA team do demos if I wanted to, because the more time you taste it, you're going to be like, I'm going to rock with them. Then on top of that, I could put up billboards around Dallas. Like, hey, go buy us at Sprouts. I can run geolocated ads around here. I can get influencers around here and it makes me being able to lock in on one area mm-hmm. instead of being in Dallas,
New York and
Arizona and all these other places. I can't put eyes on the product, because that's another thing. Just because you get in the store doesn't mean your product is going to be on the aisle correctly or on the shelf correctly. So that's another thing you have to worry about as well, too. So you got to think about that, because you could be like, all right, so-and-so is taking me in. Yeah, we're going to be on the shelf correctly. You go there and your product ain't even on the shelf. And it's been sitting there since April and it's May.
Damn.
Because I'm an hourly associate. I don't really care if your product on the shelf. I ain't being forced. But if I come in there and be like, hey, I mean, my product came in April, supposed to be in there. Oh, man, my bad, bro. It's been in the back chilling. And then on top of that, they could put your product on the shelf. Have the wrong price, have the wrong barcode, all that. You have to check these type of stuff, because it's not their job to sell your product. It's your job to make people want to care about your product. Mm-hmm. That's why I've always been like I tell y'all, like, focus on Dallas. Get people to care. Get people to taste it. Let people know it's Dallas bread. It came from Dallas. And then let people know and develop those relationships with those stores. So they'll see me and they'll be like, that's the water guy. Yeah, we've been looking out. Got your water. We put it on you. We got you. Mm-hmm. But if someone's in Arizona, they're not going to know me from the man in the moon. They're going to be like, just another shipment came through. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Man, I'm so glad you're having this conversation mm-hmm. on this, because like, it really centers back to a conversation that something Jared taught me. Mm-hmm. And that's economies of scale, bro. Yep. Like whenever you starting a brand, building a brand, that direct to consumer method is so much better. It makes so much more sense for you until you can operate on a scale. Like whenever you're dealing with your manufacturer, now the cost is lower.
Yep.
So now whenever you're dealing with the store and you got a larger scale, they're going to be cheaper. Everything is cheaper at a larger rate. I think that's where too many of us want to go wrong, especially when we consider Black businesses. Mm-hmm. We want Black businesses that are here to operate on a scale like we're here.
Yep. Mm. Yeah. So right. They want you to come out the gate being another Coca-Cola or somebody, be like,
but that shit don't work like that. Coca-Cola has been over here for over 100 years now.
100 years. Coca-Cola in their first year of sales only sold 13 bottles. They talk about that when we first get hired. It's like a whole process when you get hired to Coke. Coke is like a cultural type of fit. That's why a lot
Coke
of times,
is like a fraternity.
Yeah, it really is, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Working over there taught me like
Coke five Coke.
Yeah. Working over there just taught me like, man, there's no in what you can't do.
Mm.
You should never take no. No, we don't do that. You'll do it. You'll do it. And I take that same mentality, everything I do. Like, no, we have an event. Okay. I can't come to the event. All right. I'm gonna stand outside the event. I'm going to pass out water.
Hey, y'all. What's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Then they call the police. But at the same time, though, I passed out water. But you got to have a no type of attitude. Like, quote Michael Taylor. I tell everybody, man, you see Eric in the jungle fighting with a bear? Don't worry about Eric. You better help the bear. Because I'm spicy like gumbo. I'm spicy like gumbo. I'm always ready to rumble.
That's a great
one. You know what I'm saying?
David loves this
man. That's how I feel like, man.
That's my favorite.
That's how I feel.
You see me in the forest wrestling the grizzly bear.
Yeah, yeah.
Help the bear.
Yeah, help the bear. That's how I feel. You see Eric out there? Don't worry about it. You better help the bear. But you know what I'm saying? And I say that because you got to have that mindset when you're out here selling your product.
Mm-hmm.
Because people will be like, man, no. Or one thing I always hear, just water's oversaturated. There's enough water out there. Yeah, there's also enough basketball players. There's enough models. There's enough podcasters. There's enough doctors. There's enough astronauts. But you know something? If you believe in God, you put your money in faith, you tithe and everything else like that, you believe, it will make it. Because no different from every other person that wanted to be an athlete and their dreams came true, their podcaster blew up or whoever. You got to believe in yourself. And a lot of times the people who don't blow up is because doubt creeps in. They listen to other people and they don't think they can make it. So when you push your product, you got to have that much belief in yourself that this is good. First, make sure your product is good, because if it's trash, people are going to let you know. So
that's,
you know what I'm saying? But me having a great product, I'm relentless in what I do. So when I put a bottle in your hand, I know this has been a year in the making. I know this is great water. I just want you to try it. Tell your friend, tell your mama, tell your cousin, tell your brother, tell whoever at the bodega shop, whoever, to try it. And I guarantee you all like it. So, yeah, man.
Hard.
I had one question just about something that we had spoke about off air, but I kind of wanted to bring it on air to give the audience to listen about it as well. because I'm really, really big into like consumer products. I want there to be a lot more black-owned consumer products. Like I told them the other day, I found a black-owned bread brand and I was like geeked because I'm finna start ordering
black bread. Yep.
Yeah, like, but saying all that to say, there's more money in it and there's more opportunity than a lot of us really know and understand when it comes to these type of goods. We were talking about like tissue and different random stuff like that. So can you tell them about like the government contracts and how like sometimes that can be another like route that you can go besides just big stores?
Man, yes, man. Because like we were talking the other day after the event, like that's what I've been working on now, government contracts as well, because think about it. Like,
we got somebody that's coming in Tuesday.
We're going to link y'all.
Yes, I definitely want to talk to them because what happens is whenever there's disasters or whatever, there's a problem, they ship water in. And there's always a couple companies that get used. And some of the companies have been doing a bad job, but the government will pay you 3 times what they're asking for.
We was just talking about that shit.
Like the tissue brand, they'll be paying $7 for a roll of tissue. That's like almost a 24-pack at one of these, you know, big box retail stores. So there's other ways out there to get it. And government contracts is definitely a great way. The only problem is you got to be able to make sure you tight with your contract and your proposal and you're writing it up, because that's how a lot of us as African-Americans get stopped. You know, black businesses get stopped because we may not have the contract right. And a lot of these businesses that we're competing against, they've been doing it for years. So they may have somebody that's already got it tight, got it written, and, you know, they may have somebody in the pocket or whatever, but you still got to shoot your shot. Now, I'm a firm believer, always shooting your shot, because you never know what could happen. Someone could drop the ball, or they could be
I'm about to text her right now.
Yeah, or somebody could be like, hey, we want to give this black business an opportunity and things like that. So, yeah, government charges, like you said, Jay, government contracts is definitely another way, another avenue to create streams, not just direct to consumer, being in stores and other ways like that. So, you know, when you start off on your own, you always got to make sure you operate on a shoestring budget, you know, always making sure that you're keeping a tight ROAS, you know, return on, you know, ad spend and things like that, because you always want to make sure that whatever you're spending out, you're at least getting it coming in. Mm-hmm. In the beginning, you probably won't, because it's going to be hard, but at the same time,
establish that foothold,
establish your platform that you're going to be on, work it, keep going with it, and then figure out ways like that you can do grants, you know, competitions, whoever, just shoot your shot. I shoot my shot on a regular basis, and sometimes I don't get it, but it's okay. But I'm still shooting, and I'm not gonna stop shooting. So,
hey man, I love it. There was one more thing on the consumer product thing that we spoke about once again offline. These smaller companies coming in and wanting to compete with the bigger brands.
Yes.
But once again, it falls back to the economies of scale.
Yep.
They think just because they got a 32-ounce bottle.
Yep.
I need a 32-ounce bottle.
Oh, yeah.
You priced it incorrectly.
Yep.
And now they still winning because I made a million products of this one thing. So I really bought it for 10 cents a product.
Yep. Yep.
Versus you're just getting started out.
Yep.
You purchased this product and you purchased 1,000 of them at this price. So you actually had to pay $1.10 versus my 10 cents.
Yep. And you're losing. You're losing. You're so right about that. Because what happened was, I could tell everybody, because I've been like that before. You're like, you'll see them be like, I can do that. And Kanye quote, are these people that much better than me? Yeah. I can do this. But you have to realize those people have a tighter fund than you, more money to spend. The shipping could be way cheaper for them. And you have to realize to stay in your lane. I mean, because I know with me, with my water, I see everybody else be having certain leaders and stuff like that. And I could jump to that. You know, but I'm like, hey, the 16.9 works for me. Master this, get this going, and then get another product. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with starting off small and then building up. You know, the next one would be a liter, but you got to work yourself up there. If I just jump out there and bought 8 pallets of liters, and then they don't push, or people are like, I don't really know which one I want. Now I got 8 pallets of, you know, 16.9, and I got 8 pallets of this. And it's like, how do you do both? Because you're going to have to be able to market both of them, because like a different demographic going to want liters that drinks a lot. And then a shorter demographic might be like, I just want something to grab and go. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be able to have your marketing ready, your consumer ready, so that when you go to the next one, you're like, guess what, everybody? We're going higher. They'd be like, yay, I already know it. I want to buy that. So yeah, I've seen a lot of brands actually, because I'm actually in a Slack group. I actually, you know, like I said, get out there and meet a lot of people. And I meet Slack group, and they talk about that all the time. Like a lot of brands in the group have like literally lost like almost like $20,000 to $25,000 trying to build out different products because they saw other people do it. And they're like having webinars like, don't do it. Stay in your lane. It's going to be hard. And that's what I've just been doing. Staying in my lane, working the 16.9 ounce, getting people on board and going from there.
Mm. Oh, now that you said it, any gallons in the future though?
Yes. It'll be a liter, not a gallon, but a liter, because for the simple fact, I won't have a jug. I'll never sell a jug because I'm a premium product. Mm-hmm. So when you drink Aspire Pure, it's like drinking it and you're feeling like it's glacier cold. And you have the feeling like you're laying on a yacht somewhere, living your best life.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, I'm going to make that shit happen, nigga. Nigga, I'm going to be on a yacht with some Aspire Pure.
That got to be the first Aspire Pure commercial. Yeah, like, you know how they do them cologne commercials? Like, it ain't got nothing to do with the cologne. You just got a nigga on a boat looking all like...
with a woman on side of.
Yes.
And then the words just flash screen.
So it would be... That's how I'd be like, I'll drink it like this. Refreshing taste. Keeping it simple.
Oh shit. I like it.
So if you guys are wondering, like, yeah, that was good. I've been practicing that in the mirror all the time. Because in the words of Eric Thomas, no one can stop you from practicing. So a lot of time when people hear my message. Powerful.
Message.
So a lot of time when people hear my message and stuff like that, they're like, well, how do you know it so well? Like, I spend lots of hours looking in the mirror, talking to myself, just practicing my message, knowing what I want to say. So that when people ask me crazy questions or whatever about my product, I always know, because no one can stop me from how many hours of practicing and just knowing my product ins, the outs, how much it costs per bottle, how much it costs per case. No one could ever stop you. So just always make sure you practice. You know, sometimes we'll make mistakes and you'll forget things, but don't be down on yourself. Just always make sure you stay with it and continue to practice. I practice daily because I just know I'm not where I need to be and I want to get there. And the only way for me to get there is continue to keep putting the time and the consistency in. So yeah, I just practice daily.
Oh, I love it. So, Eric, what's next? What do you foresee? Will you develop more products? Yeah. How are you going to take this brand and take over the world?
Man, my goal is to have Aspire Pure go bigger. You know, like, mm-hmm. I would love to, like, do more products. That'll be in the future. But right now, Aspire Pure is
just
like,
the lock in,
yeah, it's a lock in. You know what I'm saying? Like, get it out there, get people trying. And you know what I'm saying? Like, man. It's crazy because when we talk about shipping, like I know last month I had at least over $1,000 shipping. And that was just simple fact of just shipping bottles to people who said like influencers, random people, like, you know, some people having a bio, like I receive free stuff. I just ship them product. Not even knowing they're going to turn
that's
around.
That's how you get free shit.
But I'm saying though, but when they give me a shout out, it helps. But it's all about putting yourself out there. Like mm-hmm. you got to be willing to take the L's, knowing that the L's are short term, but in the long term, you never know. Who could touch your product, who could like your product and become a full-blown and brand ambassador, just love it. And that's all I've been about. So, you know, $1,000 shipping is horrible, but at the same time, a lot of people have got on it, tried it, been behind it, supporting it. And it's all about that. Because if I would have been scared and been like, no, I don't want to do that, then how would you want to try it? How would you know? Because I've had people I've shipped a bottle to, like it, and then turn around and buy like 4 or 5 cases. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And you can't think about the short term, like I always say, the long term. My wife says all the time, don't think about short term, think about long term, long term. I was like, yeah, you're right. But that short term, you get that $1,000, you be like, ah. But at the same time, it's like, I just want the brand to be as big as it can be. Cause like you said, you guys taste it. And
we fuck with it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Say it like that. It is the water sponsor of BWR.
Hot or cold.
Yeah.
BWR 10.
Yes, yes. So, you know, I just wanted to be as big as it could be. You know what I'm saying? I've definitely been entering all kind of competitions, like consumer product competitions, things like that, whatever I can get my hands into, you know, talking to people, whoever I can, you know. So if anybody sees this and they're like, hey, Eric, I would like some cases, definitely hit me up. We could talk business, whatever, capital, whatever. Like, I'm all about that because I know at this point, I'm just open to growth, but I'm open to growth with on my terms and having integrity to do growth. Mm. Because a lot of times people will chase the bag and be willing to do anything to get the bag. And I'm not going to do anything to get the bag. So if someone says like, hey, Eric, we'll give you this money, but we're going to need you to make Aspire Pure do this or be out your comfort zone to do something that makes me uncomfortable or make people or have, I don't know, commercial.
Compromises the values of your brand.
But my brand and who I am as a person, I don't want to do it because, you know, at the end of the day, that will never be blessed. But, you know, but like I said before, everybody that understand it, rock with it. So I've been grateful. So, hey, if you see me out there in the streets, see me, you know, hit me up. You know, I'm definitely more competition to enter into. More events, more pop-ups to do. Anything I could do is spread the brand, spread the word. I'm definitely for it. So, yeah.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I love it.
So, Eric, I have one last question for you before we go into the last segment of the show. Just in speaking with you and talking to you, like on a personal level, I notice you speak of your wife often.
Yes.
How important would you say, you know, having a wife as a partner or having a partner in general in that way has helped you in this journey?
I would say it's been very helpful because before I was out there, like before we got married, I was doing it. And it's good to bounce ideas off of her because she's a business owner, like literally a business owner. Like she has her own jewelry. Shout out to Kalista Jewelry. If you ever get a chance, go check it out. Kalista Jewelry. It's pretty much premium jewelry at a minimalistic price. So, you know, she gives you premium products, but it's at a great price. So shout out to her at Kalista Jewelry. So go check them out. And
how you spell Kalista?
K-A-L-L-I-S-T-A and then Jewelry. That's the website, Kalista Jewelry. And they're on Instagram as well, too. So I would have to say, if you had to rank it on a scale of 1 to 10, she's been a 10 because she has a business, and being able to talk to her and have her understanding and just being a student of the game and listening to her, she's been very helpful. So you see it?
Mm-hmm, it's like, yeah.
So it's K-A.
Dope.
Yeah. So like I said, so that's her tagline because, you know, all her products are great. Like she makes sure she wears all her products before she even sells them, goes through everything. She's very helpful. She's the one who actually put me on game with customer service.
I'm looking at her Instagram right now, and I'm looking at the similarities between this and the branding with Aspire Pure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like she's the one who put me on game because she's put me on game with customer service. Because I've seen her answer customer service emails, and people be like, "But Jewelry broke. This is something wrong with it. This is it." She'd be like, "You know something? I'm so sad that it broke. But you know something? We're going to send you a replacement, and we're going to refund your money back." And I'd be like, "For real?" She'd be like, "Yes, because I care more about the customer." She'd get the money back and another product. Then that customer would turn around and buy 15 items.
Because they feel valued. Yes, they weren't just like, a transaction.
It wasn't just a transaction. So my wife showing me all that, I was like, yes, that's how I want to be. She's the one who put me on how to have great customer service. And because of her showing me how to have great customer service, that's why I'm able to do that and understand like, hey, you may have only bought a case and I gave you 5 more cases, but you're happy. I explained it to you and now you're ecstatic. So I would have to say like she's a very important part because her experience, her teaching me stuff, her showing me how to use Facebook ads, her explaining to me. She's the one, man, I'm going to tell y'all. So recently I've been on Amazon, but not really been pushing Amazon. And I was kind of like trying to do Facebook ads and then try to do something else. She was like, no. A lot of times people might not buy water through Facebook ads. Just focus on the Amazon and then lock in on that. And I was like, you got a point. I think about it, but when you're so tunnel vision, you don't think about it. So when she said that, I was like, all right, I'm going to start running Facebook ads. They were doing well because she taught me how to do it. And then I started focusing on Amazon, running Amazon ads. Man, I went from maybe 3 or 4 sales a day to now it's like 5 on a Monday, 10 on a Tuesday, 12 on a Thursday, just because she gave me the knowledge that told me to lock in on Amazon and to build that business up. So, you know, building that business up, getting those reviews on Amazon, like she was telling me, she's been very important. So I want to thank her for everything. So yeah.
That's dope, man. That's dope, man. Power. Shout out to the queen, wife, man.
Shout out to the wife. Shout out to the wife. Yeah, so definitely.
Get you a queen on your team and flourish. Yes, sir. Love it. That's dope, man. So, Eric, where are we going to get into the last segment of the show? What, you had a question?
No.
No, I was laughing at your face whenever you said
that. I can't hear nothing, I'm just sad
I ain't got a wife. That's all.
Oh, my bad. I might have the headphones when I'm
just looking like
Hey, man, it's okay, my brother. She's going to be here. I just seen what you was doing. You can shoot your shot like
Shoot your shot, man. It'll come together. You got to shoot your shot, man.
So, Eric, my brother, it's been a great episode. So we want to get to the last segment of the show, man. So we're going to ask you, what's in your world, my brother? What's something that you seen while you was out and about? Maybe it was on social media. Maybe it was in the world. Maybe it was while you was just walking down the street. Maybe it was. What's something you seen that like stood out to you and you want to speak on?
Hey, man, I told y'all. I'll go ask y'all first. Like, what do you have y'all seen? I'm going to go off and y'all answer.
Ah, man.
I know exactly what's been in my world this week.
What's been your world this week?
I've been making that space money, niggas. I know y'all going to talk about me crazy. But Virgin Galactica got approved by the FAA to start doing customer flights to space.
Oh, that's dope.
Yes.
So they stock bumped up?
Oh. We went up 40% yesterday, nigga.
I seen a couple people posting it.
Went up 40% yesterday, nigga.
Virgin was what, like less than $2 a share before that or some shit like that? What was it? $200 a share or some shit like that? I seen a 2 in there or something.
It was at $20 a share.
Okay, I just know it was a 2.
It was around 20 something a share.
It wasn't that 40.
I checked it this morning. It was just pushing 60, actually.
Okay, damn. That's more than 40%.
No, I'm saying yesterday, though, it went up 40% one day.
Oh, on the news.
One day, yes.
I got you. On the news, it shot up. Hey, that's dope, man. That's what's up. What's been on my timeline? I be in my little crypto nerd bag. In spirit of the previous episode we just recorded, I'll do a little sharing. I don't talk about things often.
Are you going to talk about what we talked about the other day?
Yeah, man. So that was crazy, I've been in my little crypto bag. I've been learning a lot about it, learning more about cryptocurrencies and the risk associated with everything. And unfortunately, I got my wallet hacked. I don't know if I maybe had a program on my computer or something. I had my wallet connected to my computer. I and I was logged out. And I logged back in. Mm-hmm. And when I logged in, I seen somehow, some way, somebody started sending all my crypto out. So I had all my stuff in one wallet, lost it. Didn't really deal with it. Wasn't too sad about it. You know, I just kind of took it to the chin, like, hey, that's crypto. You know, all the money that I had invested in there, I looked at it as a high risk asset. But if anything, I took with that as a lesson that if I'm going to continue to do this, which I did after I lost the money, I just went ahead and bought some more. I'm like, okay, everything cheap right now, still. So like, no use in crying over spilt milk. I know I'm not going to get it back. So let me just buy more. But moving forward, shout out to our brother Adrian, because I should have listened to him then. Don't keep all your crypto in one hot wallet. If you're going to do a hot wallet, hot wallets are online storages, like Engine Wallet. Exodus is the wallet that I use.
Beware.
They got other ones like BitWallet, things like that. There are plenty of decentralized wallets you can use, right? Maybe keep some of your shit in a centralized exchange, even though that leaves you susceptible to taxes. And get you a cold storage. That's the next thing I'm going to do. Give me a cold storage. Keep me a ledger somewhere I can keep my crypto physically in my presence. But yeah, man, that's kind of what's been in my world. Take an L, turn it to a lesson, and keep it pushing,
man. Yes, it will. Yes, it will.
L's turn to lessons, and lessons turn to blessings. That's how I feel.
I love that one.
Yes, that's a good one. I would just say in my world has been all about every day the water. I wake up in the morning, thank God, I read my Bible. It's about the water. Like every day I can think about how to push the water. Like I said, the last 3 or 4 weeks, it's been about pushing more of the Amazon, getting more reviews. So if you buy the water on Amazon, please leave me a review. It helps out a lot. Doing more events like I did today, and then just talking to more people as well. You know, a lot of times I just pull up like, you know, bro, man, from the fifth floor. I just start passing out bottles to people like, hey, you want to try some water? Like, here, here you go. Here you go. So that's been in my world every day, just pretty much pushing the water as hard as I can. And at the same time, like we talked about before, looking for those government contracts that I spoke about that I saw and searched and then applying for them and just getting more capital because, you know, I'm working on what I have, which is great. But, you know, any extra capital would just even be more better because I itemize everything I spend. And I know what it will go to, you know, it will go to like more marketing and things like that. So that's been pretty much my world, just every day, like 24/7, you know what I'm saying? Aspire Pure, you know, every day, all day, you know what I'm saying? Even in my sleep. So, you know.
I didn't know if you had something too, Jay. Yeah. What's in your world, nigga?
I don't know. I'll speak on something I thought was pretty cool. Whenever we were at the event on Thursday, I had just walked up to a crowd of people or to a little circle of people. And they were all holding bottles of the water. And they were talking about Aspire. And one of the young ladies in the circle were talking about, like, how it was Black-owned. And, like, it was really cool, you know, that we had the water at the event. You know, they were talking about how good it was and everything. And literally, as they are talking about it, and I turn around, Jalen is giving a shout-out to our sponsor, Aspire. Yeah. And then Eric walks in. And I'm like, there he goes. And all the people turn around and they start giving them, you know, like a hand clap, you know, like applause and everything. And I thought that was just really dope that like we, you know, as a community are not only, you know, building businesses like this, but also supporting our own and supporting those businesses and everything. So I thought that was really dope that they even, you know, thought it was cool enough just off the strength, you know, that they wanted to turn around and give you applause like that. So I thought that was dope.
Yeah, you was right. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, man, this is cool. It just kind of confirmed, like a lot of times today, when you're walking in your purpose of what you're supposed to do, God will bless you and people will notice it and know that you're doing a good thing to help people. So I was just very appreciative when I saw people clapping. I was like, cool, man. I'm glad y'all love the product. I'm glad y'all enjoy it. And I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful for everybody trying the product. I'm thankful for everybody clicking on the website. I'm just a thankful type of person because, you know, I've been through the ups and downs of having this water and I know what it's been through. So everybody that purchases it, I'm just always thankful. You know, that's why and this is crazy enough, I said this, everybody that purchases the water from me, I write everybody a handwritten note and I put goodies in the bag. Every
customer service.
All 140 so far that have already went out this week. And then before the other 350 orders that went out, everybody, I write them a handwritten note, put goodies in it. Just to let everybody know, thank you for supporting me because all the competition out there, you picked me. So I'm just thankful, man. You know, it means a lot because you could have picked anybody in the world, but you picked me and, you know, my startup business and I'm just thankful for it, you know? So I'm just appreciative, man. I'm just appreciative type of person because I know how easily people get into the big hole, big head and not be thankful for people supporting you because people don't have to support you.
Not at all.
They support you because they feel like it's a good product, good energy. They believe what you're doing. So people rocking with me and doing that, it just makes my world. It just lets me know that I'm walking in my purpose that God has given me.
Love it, man. And we appreciate you for bringing this to life, man. Being obedient and walking in that purpose, my brother. Man. And so, Eric, bro,
want to say thank you
for coming on the show, man.
It's been a great ass episode. Definitely very educational. I got to learn a lot about the consumer products, good industry, marketing, and really just your journey of building this brand and building this business. As we continue to grow and do everything, once again, let everybody know how they can tap in with you, where they can follow you, how they can cop the water. I mean, y'all can buy it in the show notes. You can go to the website. Just make sure y'all use that code
BWR10.
Get off y'all first order.
Follow us on Instagram, AspirePura, AspirePura. It's AspirePura. I know another thing we talked about offline. If you ever wonder why I named it AspirePura, it's because Aspire is like a regular Aspire with an E, but change the A. And I have Aspire is like the aspiration of wanting to be the best. And pure is pure. My water is pure. That means no bad aftertaste, nothing that's going to hurt you. It's going to make you feel good. And you want only pure things in your body to help your body be rehydrated and keep on going. So that's why I thought of AspirePura, you know. And that's why I thought of refreshing taste, keeping it simple, because it's a refreshing taste. It's going to help you. No other extra jargon. It's just good for you. It's pure. And we aspire to always give you the best product. So that's why I named it AspirePura.
Okay. Okay. I love it.
Tap us in and follow us on IG. Definitely check us out.
Appreciate that, my brother. We'll get into some house cleaning. So once again, thank you to everyone who comes in, week out. Like Eric just said, we nothing without y'all. So we appreciate y'all support. We appreciate y'all listening to us. We appreciate y'all for sharing it with y'all people. And y'all already know, like the man with the big hands, I need 5-star rating and reviews. If you can't give me a 5-star rating and review, at least leave me an honest review. Let me know where we can improve at. Let me know what you didn't like. If you thought our intro was trash, I mean, you can let me know, but at the same time,
I don't want to hear that shit. But I digress. No, we just playing with y'all. But no, as Jalen was saying, we do love y'all. We appreciate the support as always. Make sure you're sharing it with your friends, family, and everything. If you want to support the Black Wealth Renaissance podcast, you can do that in a few ways. You can do that by donating on Anchor.
How many times or whatever.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Or.
I need you to. You got to do this.
You can join BWR Academy, the number one community for personal finance on the planet. It's our private Discord group where we teach about finances, savings, budgeting, insurance, credit. What else we got in
there? We're going to be talking about real estate investing, stock investing. We're going to talk about it a lot.
BWR Academy is pressure. It's a great community built on the principle, helping our community develop great financial principles so that we can build wealth as we intend to, and also while providing that accountability and that sense of community. Right now, we're on a mission to help 1,000 families save $1 million collectively to save and invest. And you can be a part of that simply by joining. We've partnered with Capital, one of the premier financial apps out there. They're revolutionizing finance with one of their very easy to use tools. And with our partnership with them, you get access to a premium account where you can set up your budget, everything on there. You can have your paycheck automatically divided up and sent to different sectors so you can address like whatever things, say like your rent is 30% of your income or whatnot. You can have that automatically put into a separate account, a little bucket for it. It's called Divvy. You can partner with your spouse. And what we'll do is to track this as a collective. We'll say all your savings as a group, we'll track and monitor and send it out to y'all so we know how we're doing. That's really what BWR Academy is all about, though. Holding each other accountable, reaching these goals together. And you can join that for $27 a month. There are so many benefits to being an Academy member. Mm-hmm. One of them is you will get early access to podcast episodes, as well as access to exclusive, Academy exclusive
networking events.
Networking events and what's on your timeline. So with that said, y'all join BWR Academy. Link in the show notes. Jared, my brother, do you have anything?
Yes. Just giving a shout out to our last person who gave us a 5-star review. Shout out to Mr. Hanif B. One of my favorite podcasts. I'm loving the topics about how to keep your business structure with accountants, lawyers, and tax strategists. Never thought about having these people in place. Also, to what you said, Jalen, earlier, they loving the new intro. Fire.
They love it. They love the new intro. They love the new website, too.
Yeah, the new website pressure too. Y'all have not gone to it.
Go check it out.
Y'all need to go check that out. If you're a realtor or a CPA, you can also sign up for our directory.
While it's still free.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Y'all better get at y'all boys. We're on the way up. But on that note, Eric, want to say thank you again, my brother. It's been a great episode.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.